I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Willie Nelson, and you can help me make it through the night here on the Mighty 790 AM, 94.7 FM, KGHL. Again, afternoon to you. Josh Rath with you. And as mentioned earlier, we'd have Mike Phillips coming on the airwaves. We do. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Josh. Thanks for having me.
You know, and Mike, he is the senior vice president at Littlehorn State Bank, and we're celebrating Chamber Ag Celebration Week. It's the first one. Now, Mike, does it feel like it's the first one to you? I swore they did one of these before, but they said it's the first ever.
Well, we've always done the Ag Celebration Dinner.
Oh, okay.
At the Metro, where anywhere from 700, 800 normal attendants come and have dinner, listen to speakers, enjoy some music, just the general get-together for the chamber that puts on the sponsorship, the Ag Chamber Committee, and it's just a one-night event. And with the COVID issues that came up this past year, realizing that we were probably going to need to go virtual, the Billings Chamber, Lisa with the Billings Chamber there, and the Ag Committee came up with the idea of having an Ag Celebration Week. And kind of a new, so that's why they're calling it the first Ag Celebration Week, is because of it's actually a 5-day event this year. So
Well then, hey, you know, I'm all for new traditions to start. That's for sure.
Plan B is what it was, Josh.
Yeah, so. I understand. And you know what? Plan B is better than Plan C and D and Z.
Actually, you know, we've got a lot of events going on. I think I think the chamber has done an excellent job of putting this together, and knowing that ag is the number one industry in Montana, and a lot of people are either directly or indirectly involved with agriculture in Yellowstone County and beyond. And so I think they've done an excellent job of raising awareness of just how important agriculture is to Montana, and having some fun things to do as well. So, you know, I think it'll be a really good week.
So, Mike, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You're the senior VP at Littlehorn State Bank. Anything else we need to know?
You know, born and raised in Central Montana, fourth generation, grew up on a fourth generation ranch there in Lewistown. Worked in that area as a banker there for a number of years before coming to Billings and established myself as an ag and small business lender here in Billings. And so currently with Littlehorn State Bank in Yellowstone County, and we have branches in Hardin and Billings, and we do loans throughout central to south central Montana, primarily an ag bank, family-owned. Doug and Bonnie Atkins own the bank here. It's family-owned. We have local decision-making, and realizing how important ag is to both Hardin and Billings, that's primarily our number one lending resource. But we also branch out into real estate development and commercial real estate, and that's kind of is what I do for the bank. I kind of do those other items other than just ag to support the bank here and keep it diversified. So,
so during very
strong
Chamber ag
bank, and so yeah, it's a good, solid, strong family-owned bank.
Well,
that
during
we're very proud of.
Yeah, during Chamber Ag Celebration Week, then, Mike, how can our listeners get a hold of you and you know, the rest of the staff at Littlehorn State Bank to help them with all their agricultural needs?
Well, they can contact me. We have four or five lenders that specialize in ag. We've got two or three that are in commercial. So, you know, it's not just an ag bank. We do both ag and commercial lending. My direct line here at the Billings office is 406-869-6717. And after visiting with you, if I think one of the other lenders can maybe do a better job of filling your needs, I'll be happy to refer that, or I'll be more than happy to take any questions that you might have. So, you know, the Billings economy has remained strong. The COVID thing was a scare in March and April, and prices dropped off in ag commodities, the stock market crashed, but we've had that V bottom correction, and the stock market's strong as ever, incredibly strong, and corn prices, wheat prices, calf prices are staying stable, everything's recovered, and we're really positive about the future of agriculture in 2022. So we're real busy right now, Josh, with payroll protection plan loans, as every bank would be right now. So we're putting out a number of them. We're closing them in the next 10 days. And so that's really been a primary emphasis of lending here for the next week or so. And then we'll move back to operating loan renewals and then just general loan requests going forward. So
good, good. Now, are you following Charlie and Russell, the Chamber's two-headed calf?
Yeah, you asked me about that. Yeah. I wasn't aware it was a two-headed calf, and you mentioned that it might be on my doorstep here at the bank, and so I'm going to have to figure out how to feed a two-headed calf. So.
I know. One of the gals and guys over at the Billings Chamber, Mariah, we're going to have to get a hold of her and see if she can throw the calf onto your doorstep for a day.
I'll have to figure out a two-sized calf, some type of candy for it, so that I can keep it satisfied. I don't know. I might have to let it in the bank here, introduce them to all the girls. So.
Well, hey, do you have a two-headed hoodie by chance? It says Little Horn really? State Bank. There you go, a two-headed hoodie for the calf.
I'll see if one of the girls can hurry up and knit one for tonight. So.
There you go. All right, Mike Phillips, Senior Vice President of Little Horn State Bank. Thank you much for being with us here on KGHL during our Chamber Egg Celebration Week.
An easterly wind flow develops into some areas of fog. Some freezing drizzle wouldn't be out of the question, and some light snow showers could develop here and there. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh from Q2 with a look at what's happening with your weather on the Mighty 790 AM and 94.7 FM KGHL.